I'd like to introduce our final speaker. James Godfrey is the spokesperson for the Free Gaza Australia and the Freedom Flotilla Coalition. He's been involved in international human rights activism for more than 35 years. Please welcome James.
The International Freedom Flotilla is due to sail from Istanbul in mid-April to break the siege of Gaza. Right now, people like you are currently preparing to travel to join it from all over the world. A cargo ship with 5,500 tons of humanitarian aid and two cruise ships are setting to sea soon. Free Gaza Australia is part of the Freedom Flotilla Coalition. We're a non-partisan international coalition of organizations standing for freedom and human rights. The Freedom Flotilla Coalition has been sailing for 13 years, responding to calls from Palestinian civil society in Gaza, exposing and physically challenging Israel's illegal and barbaric maritime blockade. We deploy our bodies and international privileges to take non-violent, direct action, and temporarily, we struggle alongside Palestinians. The International Court of Justice has ordered governments of the world, including the Australian Labor Party, to play their part to stop Israel's genocide in Gaza, including by not obstructing aid. On the 28th of March, it further required Israeli forces to stop preventing through any action the delivery of urgently needed humanitarian assistance. Well, when governments are failing, we respond by sailing. We are launching this emergency mission and we need your help. The situation in Gaza is dire. This is no natural disaster. It's the result of deliberate collective punishment policies by the Zionist entity intended to starve the Palestinian people. It is part of an ongoing settler colonial project to erase Palestine and Palestinian people. Time is critical. Experts are predicting hunger and disease could kill even more people than Israeli bombs and bullets. Allowing Israel to control deliveries of humanitarian aid is like letting Fox band the hen house. But states are currently refusing to sanction Israel for their activity, preventing thousands of aid trucks from entering Gaza by land or Rafah, for killing nearly 200 aid workers, for casting doubt over the United Nations Relief and Works Agency, UNRWA, without evidence, their Cyprus Maritime Corridor, their floating pier project, symbolic airdrops of food which kill people. They're all distractions from the inadequacy. While Israel continues bombing, aided and abetted by Western powers, including Australia. Sure. Delivering humanitarian aid is urgent for the trapped, beleaguered civilian population. But we also know that together we must end Israel's unlawful, deadly blockade, its bombardment and overall control of Gaza. While our governments fail, people of conscience and our grassroots organizations must take leadership and we must act. In mid-April, the Freedom Flotilla Coalition will sail from Istanbul to Gaza. Our destination is the conscience of humanity. We're taking 5,500 tons of humanitarian aid for everyone's safety and for aid to reach those who need it. We're also bringing hundreds of human rights observers from multiple countries, including Australia, and it's their human solidarity represents millions of people like you around the world. We have people in trusted organizations on the ground in Gaza who are preparing to receive the people and the aid. We reject Israel's control over aid entering Gaza, and we reject any inspection of Israel or the United States of our cargo. But it's not just those able to join on board. We need participants on land to help safeguard them and the aid. Right now, please grab your phone, find and support Free Gaza Australia and Freedom Flotilla Coalition. I mean now, get your phones out, get your devices out. You can donate, you can share news. There are people passing around a QR code on bookmarks right now. Check them out. Pass the QR codes around. With your support and that of millions of humanitarians like you, we will finally break Israel's illegal and barbaric blockade. We insist on safe passage for our ships sailing non-violently, encouraging right of innocent passage according to international law to deliver urgently needed humanitarian aid to Gaza. The question is, will the Israeli occupation forces attack our unarmed ships? Will the Albanese Labour government grow a spine and finally stand up against the Israeli terror state? That's where you all come in. We need you. We need thousands of you who have come together for 6 months now. We need you to get on board on land. We need you to spread the word, because when governments fail, we sail. We're going to break the siege. Break the siege. Break the siege. Break the siege. Break the siege.